was November the 4th in the year of 91. We had a strong engagement near to Fort Jefferson. Sinclair was our commander, which may remembered be, but we left 900 soldiers in that western territory. At Bunker's Hill and in Quebec, where many a hero fell, likewise out on Long Island, it is I the truth can tell. But such a dreadful carnage never did I see as happened all out on the plains near the River St. Marie. Our militia was attacked just as the day did break, and soon were overpowered and forced into retreat. They killed Major Oldham and Major Briggs likewise, while horrid yells of anguished souls resounded through the skies. Major Butler, he was wounded the very second fire. His manly bosom swelled with rage, they forced him to retire. Like one distracted he appeared, when thus exclaimed he, "Ye hounds of hell shall all be slain, but what revenge I'll be." We had not very long been broke when General Butler fell. He cries, "My boys, I'm wounded, pray take me off this field." "My word," says he, "what shall we do? We're wounded every man. Go charge your valiant heroes and beat them if you can." He leaned his back against a tree and there resigned his breath, and like a valiant soldier sunk into the arms of death. When blessed angels did away his spirit to convey, into celestial fields he did quickly bend his way. We charged again and took our ground, which did our hearts elate. But there we did not tarry long, they soon made us retreat. They killed our Major Ferguson, which caused his men to cry, "Stand your guns," says valiant Fort, "we'll fight until we die." Our cannonballs exhausted, artillerymen all slain, our musketeers and riflemen their fire they did sustain. 3 hours more we fought like men, then they were forced to yield, while 300 bloody warriors lay stretched across the field. Says Colonel Gibson to his men, "My boys, be not dismayed. I'm sure that true Virginians were never yet afraid. 10,000 deaths I'd rather die than they should gain this field." With that he got a fatal shot, causing him to yield. Says Major Clark, "My heroes, we can no longer stand. We'll strive to form in order and retreat the best we can." The word retreat being passed around, there rose a dreadful cry, then helter-skelter through the woods like wolves and sheep they fly. We left the wounded on the field, oh heavens, what a shock! And many bones were shattered and strewn across the rock. With scalping knives and tomahawks, they robbed some of their breath, while raging flames of torment tortured other men to death. Was November the 4th in the year of 91. We had a strong engagement near to Fort Jefferson. Sinclair was our commander, which may remember it be, but we left 900 soldiers in that western territory.